Hey, thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage. As you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the market right now with the coronavirus and everything else that's going on. But the good news is that people are still buying and selling homes. Here are some tips and tricks that we offer to help you sell while social distancing. So a lot of people already have their homes on the market. They've been listed before all of this stuff started happening. A lot of people think that means they need to automatically take their homes off, but the truth is there's still a lot of things that can be done to properly market your home and still get it sold even if social distancing is an issue that you're worried about. One of the great things about FC Tucker is the fact that we invest in tools and technology to allow our agents to work remotely and do everything paperlessly so that we can still make sure that we're handling everything as if everything were going normal. Digital paperwork. One great thing that we offer that other people don't is the fact that we are a completely paperless company. If you have any contracts that need to be signed or you have any documentation that needs to be taken care of, we can do all of that super easily through a product that we use called SkySlope and DigiSign. Video tours. Another great option if you're thinking about putting your home on the market right now is we offer great options for virtual home tours. Whether you have somebody who wants to come out and take a look at the home in person or not, we can get our agents out there and put together a video tour to make sure that we're still marketing your property to the best of our ability. Utilizing our top-of-the-line, state-of-the-art website, we also allow people to post those videos online so they're easily found and people can see what your home looks like even if they don't want to come in person. Virtual open houses. Another cool tool that you might think of trying is using an online virtual open house. What does that mean exactly? Well, many times I've been sitting at an open house, and even if nobody shows up, it's real easy to go live on Facebook and show as many people as possible what a property looks like. It also allows them to interact with you directly while you're in the home, meaning they can ask questions about things they see, they can offer comments about things they like or don't, and we can get some feedback even if nobody's willing to come and take a look in person. Check out the neighborhood. If you're in the process of buying a home, social distancing may have you down as well. But there's a lot of things that you can do that you don't necessarily have to interact with other people. One of the great things that I tell people about this time is this is a good opportunity for you to get to know the neighborhoods where you're interested in buying. You don't have to interact with anybody to go and drive around and take a look at different properties and just see what the neighborhood looks like. You'll be able to check out and see all the things that you do and don't like about that area by driving through and seeing what all is happening. Know what you need. If you're not able to get out and look at things physically as often as you'd like because of social distancing, make sure that you really know what you need in your new home and just focus on the properties that offer those things. Now, we are in a limited inventory market still, but that doesn't mean that you have to go and take a look at every single home that kind of matches your criteria. If you're really focusing on trying to find the home that meets your needs the best, know the absolute must-have non-negotiables that you're looking for and focus in on those homes first. Ask for protection. Okay, believe it or not, before all this stuff was going on, there's actually been plenty of times where I've sold homes sight unseen. The crazy thing is that we have all kinds of technology available today that allow us to go in and show you homes remotely really simply. You have the opportunity to take a look at all the photos online, and then you can send your agent out and we can show it to you via FaceTime or take some videos and post them to YouTube links for you. There's a lot of different options that are out there. Obviously, looking at it online and through a video isn't necessarily going to be the best thing, and you may still want to have some additional protection. So, if you're making an offer with it being sight unseen, write a contingency in there saying this is contingent upon a physical inspection and viewing of the property by the buyer. It's worked for me several times in the past, and it may be the option that gets you into a home before somebody else. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. During these uncertain times, it's tough to know exactly what is and isn't going to happen on a day-to-day basis. We're happy to offer tips and tricks and tools and technology that allow our clients to buy and sell even during this time of social distancing. Be sure to let me know at Aaron Advantage on Twitter if you have any questions or if there's anything else I can do for you.